علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of prophethood based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We were basing our discussions on the first sermon of Nahjul Balagha, where Imam Ali alayhi salam in some of the phrases discusses about the philosophy behind the coming of the prophets, or the basically the duties and responsibilities that they had. And in one of those phrases, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, وَيُثِيرُ لَهُمْ دَفَائِنُ الْعُقُولِ, that one of the duties of the messengers is to excavate, to bring forth the hidden or the buried intellects, the buried potentials of the people in terms of their thinking and in terms of their intellection. And this is something that is something repetitive throughout history, that the enemies of the truth have always been using. And we discussed about that, about this in depth in the previous session. So basically, the prophets came to save this beautiful and very precious jewel called the jewel of intellect that is within the hearts and the minds of the people and save them from destruction and annihilation.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, one of the discussions that we are very prone to have in the sessions of Nahjul Balagha is the issue of using the intellect. Because as you know, Islam, especially the Shia faith, and the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam give a lot of importance to intellectual reasoning and thinking. And this is one of the keynote factors of the Shiite theology and the Shiite way of thinking, where the intellect is given that importance and that place. Of course, in the Shiite theology and in the Shiite epistemology, and in also the different discussions that are to do with Shiaism, there are limits to the intellect. It doesn't mean that the intellect is completely free and can enter all the diverse different fields of human existence. That is an epistemological discussion, but what we generally want to say, it is to a certain degree limited. but it is a very firm and strong tool of knowledge that can be used in different fields. Now, what we now realize is that this intellect and the intellectual processes that are very necessary for human existence, they are sometimes buried by the enemies, and this jewel needs to be excavated. And normally these are, the reason why they are buried is because of propagating some imaginary and false ideas and thoughts. And we discussed about those different thoughts previously. And if I just give you another example, is in the issue of colonialism, which we just recently faced, or the whole history of humanity faced, you know, recently, this idea of colonialism and nations and all that. And even today we see remnants of that colonialism in the form of certain countries still taking the land of other countries. I mean, a very clear example is the example of Israel. And there are other examples also in the world that are still manifestations of the idea of colonialism. For example, till today we have got some areas that are being controlled by the French, by the English, and of course they are very small areas, but still they are. We have still remnants of colonialism, unfortunately. And normally what happens is that for the colonial powers to continue to rule, of course previously what they would do is that they would not allow intellectual growth in those areas in a very strong manner until they were ready to deal with certain areas of intellectual growth that even limited, and then they knew how to take forward their roles in a very, very advanced manner in such a way that they still were controlling the resources indirectly. And unfortunately, we see that effect today in what we call neo-colonialism. Inshallah, we shall discuss in the coming segment.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, when we talk about the issue of excavating the buried intellects, an important role that Islam has played and definitely is playing today is to firstly force people, or rather to encourage people, to think in a certain direction. So for example, if you look at the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم أَفَلَا يَنظُرُونَ إِلَى الْإِبِلِ كَيْفَ خُلِقَتْ, that why aren't the people, or why aren't the people thinking how the camels has been created? Now, if you look at the Arabs at that time, they were always looking at these camels, like they were living their lives literally with these camels, right? You can imagine, they could even, I think they would also see their dreams, like see these camels in their dreams, because literally their whole life was camels. You can see that in the, you know, and it's a very good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. But then, still, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran is telling them that look and ponder about how they have been created. This is something very important. It shows that Islam is a religion that encourages thought, that encourages a type of thought that is very valuable, not a devalued or a useless type of thinking. Inshallah, in the coming session, we will discuss about the various dimensions which Islam has encouraged in thinking. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نبي كبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه